today on Telling the Truth with Stuart, Jill, and Pete Briscoe.
This is what God does for us. If you think about it, not only does he forgive us of our sins because of the cross, but then what he says is, not only is your gunny sack full of sins empty as far as I'm concerned, I just need you to know I'm throwing away the gunny sack. He doesn't have the gunny sack with your name on it. He did at one time, but in Christ it's been dealt with. He doesn't have your gunny sack anymore. It's thrown away. He's not keeping track.
Today on Telling the Truth, Pete Briscoe offers advice about what to do when your feelings are hurt. It can be a relationship saver, as Pete shows you coming up. What in your mind makes a great marriage, and how do you get there? In a new 6-message series, Pete Briscoe shows you some secrets to a successful marriage. This special series is our way of saying thanks for your donation to help Telling the Truth stay on the air, helping you and others around the world experience life in Christ. Call today, 1-800-889-5388, and request Secrets to a Successful Marriage when you give. 1-800-889-5388. Now it's Pete with How to Share Your Hurts.
I have up here with me today a gunny sack. They usually keep potatoes in these things. They can hold 100 pounds of potatoes. In fact, this is the official measurement of a potato grouping. A gunny sack is usually 100 pounds of potatoes. I've never had a literal gunny sack before. These are like my first gunny sacks I've ever had. But I've had a figurative gunny sack like almost my whole life. Most of you have one too. A gunny sack is a place you store potatoes. A figurative gunny sack is a place you store hurts. The potato is a hurt, an offense, a frustration, an unresolved issue. When I was in seminary, I was in a class, a marriage and family counseling class. One day, the professor taught us about the fact that couples gunny sack. We are gunny sackers. What we do is we have this gunny sack that we carry around. It's the place that we store our hurts. And anytime somebody hurts us, anytime we find ourselves wounded or hurt, we've got a choice. The hurt comes. We can say it or we can store it. It's one or the other. If you don't say it, you store it. If you store it, you have to carry it. We do this all the time. You do it. I do it too. See, there's two things we do with gunny sacks. We fill them up and then we dump them out. We fill them up one by one, but we do not empty them out one by one. No, we fill them up one by one and then we dump them all at once. Those of you who've experienced this know exactly what I'm talking about. See, you either say it or you store it. Those are your two choices. And if you store it, you got to carry it. And after a while, guys, this is getting heavy. You can carry it for a while, but you keep increasing the weight. After a while, you've got to release the burden. And you don't release it one potato at a time. You don't. It looks different when you dump it. So it looks like this. Husband, wife, interaction. Husband is sitting in the chair. Just got home from work. He's putting his feet up. It's been a long day. Hey, honey. Yeah? Instead of saying you didn't take the trash out this morning, it comes out like this. You forgot to take the trash out again. What, honey? You forgot to take the trash out again. Not only that, I noticed that you left your dirty clothes all over the floor in the closet. And you know what? You dragged mud in all over the place the other day. And I'm absolutely convinced that you are watching too much television. And you know what? You drink too much and all these potatoes start coming out. And the guy just got home from work. And he's wondering what in the world is going on. And, or maybe she's sitting there. And he comes in and she's wearing her tennis outfit again. And that's just the trigger. Oh, play tennis again today. What? Yeah, you can play tennis again today. No, I just put it on. Yeah, okay. So I looked in your daytime and I see you've had one interview over the last 2 weeks. You make 3 calls. Don't you know you got to make like 8 or 10 calls? And you know what? I really don't think you're as committed to carrying this family as I am. And why don't you carry your own weight around here? And I'm just... And she's just like, I'll go change. If you're married, you know this happens. It happens. It's called gunny sacking. It's a killer. Because if you don't say it, you store it. Now, let me just ask a personal question. You don't have to answer, but do you carry a gunny sack? Even if you're not married, in your closest relationships with your parents, with your best friends, do you gunny sack stuff? You store it? If so, how full is your gunny sack right now? Is your spouse about to get dumped on? They're just like oblivious. You might be oblivious. You don't know how full it is. You're feeling the weight, and you'd love to do something a little more healthy than dump your poor spouse. Well, I've got a message for all of us gunny sackers out there. There's 2 clauses in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 that I want to point out to you because Paul addresses exactly what I'm talking about in this text. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. Love is not rude. It is not self-seeking. Here's our 2 clauses. It is not easily angered. It doesn't dump the gunny sack. My translation, right there. It keeps no record of wrongs. It doesn't put potatoes in the gunny sack in the first place. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Paul addresses the gunny sack issue in those 2 clauses. First of all, he says it is not easily angered. First of all, the word easily is not in the original language. It's actually a poor translation. There's no qualifier there at all. It just says is not angered. The word basically means doesn't dump the gunny sack, doesn't explode, doesn't rage, doesn't just let them have it. Literally, it means to sharpen. Figuratively, the word means to arouse or stimulate or excite. In a negative sense, to provoke or irritate or exasperate. If you love, it means you don't allow yourself to get exasperated at the person you love. You don't get to that point where you just lose it. You dump. Paul is saying in 1 Corinthians 13, love simply doesn't get to a point of exploding. So how do we keep this from happening? Well, the next clause tells us, love keeps no record of wrongs. The surefire way to never dump your gunny sack is to refuse to fill it in the first place. Can I say that again? If you want to avoid dumping your gunny sack, don't put any potatoes in there and you're good to go. You don't have to worry about exploding if you're not storing. The Apostle Paul uses this word a little later in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 11. He said, when I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. The word reasoned, it's the same word translated keeps no record of wrongs up above. It's an accounting term. It's taking a ledger and keeping track of things. It's keeping track of the wrongs that are done towards you. And it says, when I was a kid, I talked like a kid, I thought like a kid, and I kept records like kids do. Friends, this is childish behavior. Keeping track of wrongs is what middle schoolers tend to do. We don't let middle schoolers get married because they're not ready to get married yet. One of the reasons they're not ready to get married yet is because they gunny sack. We're adults. We're supposed to have grown out of this. That's what he says in the text as he continues. When I became a man, when I grew up, I put these childish ways behind me. I stopped filling the sack. I stopped keeping track of what people did to me that hurt me. I grew up. I grew out of it. But how in the world do we do that? I love what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5. He said, God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. This is what God does for us. If you think about it, not only does he forgive us of our sins because of the cross, but then what he says is, not only is your gunny sack full of sins empty as far as I'm concerned, I just need you to know I'm throwing away the gunny sack. He doesn't have the gunny sack with your name on it. He did at one time. But in Christ, it's been dealt with. He doesn't have your gunny sack anymore. It's thrown away. He's not keeping track. And here's the truth. That same God who's not keeping track, he lives in us. And as we surrender to him and allow him and ask him to love our spouse and others through us, we now have the ability to not keep track. And that's a beautiful thing. This is where marriages start to flourish, start to deepen and start to grow.
It's inevitable that you will get your feelings hurt by your spouse, but what you do with those feelings is a big part of Pete Briscoe's focus today on telling the truth. He has much more to tell you coming up. Did you know with your smartphone, you can hear Telling the Truth daily programs? Get the Telling the Truth mobile app today. You can listen to messages, read and comment on Briscoe devotions, find relevant teaching on what you're experiencing, and share your thoughts and prayers on the community wall. Find the Telling the Truth app in your app store or at tellingthetruth.org. And remember, you can give to support Telling the Truth through your mobile app or text when you send TTT to 313131. Text TTT to 313131. More now from Pete Briscoe.
In Ephesians 4, Paul takes this a step farther and he tells us exactly how to get out of the gunny sack problem. In Ephesians 4, Paul is talking about relationships. He's talking about how to live in a unified way. He's talking about the church as a whole, but this is about any relationship, and certainly marriage needs to be unified, and so you can apply it to your marriage. So he's talked about unity, talked about oneness. He says, therefore, in verse 25 of Ephesians 4, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body. There is that oneness. Verse 26, in your anger, when you get exasperated, hey, we're going to get angry. When we're put together with another person with a no-out clause and we're locked in together for 50 years, there's going to be times we get angry. It's just normal. Don't pretend you're not angry. But he says, in your anger, do not sin. Hey, when you're angry, don't dump it all on. It's sinful to treat your loved one like that. So in your anger, don't sin. Okay, but how do I stop? Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry. Okay, so what he's saying is instead of storing the potato, deal with the potato today before you go to bed. Instead of storing the potato, deal with it today before you go to bed. How do you do that? Keep reading. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold, because if you're storing, you're giving the devil a foothold. How do I make sure that happens? Look at the beginning, verse 25. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood. Falsehood isn't just speaking lies. Falsehood is projecting something which is false. Listen to me. If you are projecting to your spouse that everything is fine when it's not, that's falsehood. It's lying. So if you're storing instead of saying and you're hurt, that's falsehood. That's lying. And what he says, this is the key. This is how we deal with these gunny sacks. Each of you must put off falsehood. You must refuse to do that. And instead, speak. Speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body. You as a couple are one. So you put off falsehood, you stop pretending everything's okay, and you say it, because if you don't say it, you store it. But if you say it, it's dealt with. Okay, so for us gunny sackers out there, here's the Gunny Sackers Anonymous Commitment. I would encourage you to verbalize this commitment to your spouse at some point this week. When I'm hurt, I will say it so I don't store it, so we can get past it. Let me say that again. When I'm hurt, I will say it so I don't store it, so we can get past it. Let's get practical. If we're going to move beyond this gunny sacking process, there's two things that we need to do. First of all, we need to empty our present gunny sack in a healthy way. Okay? And then we need to stop putting potatoes in the gunny sack. So the first thing we got to do is we got to figure out a healthy way to get all the stuff we've been carrying out in a way that doesn't destroy our spouse. And then we have to figure out how to stop filling it back up. So let's talk about the first one first. Let's talk about how to empty your gunny sack. So what you're going to do is you're going to take a little time by yourself. And you take a legal pad or your iPad or an iPhone or something that you can take notes on. And you're going to sit down with your gunny sack. And the first thing you're going to do, and you're going to want to write these steps down because it's a process. The first thing you're going to want to do, well, is pray, Lord, use this time. And then take an inventory of your potatoes. Take an inventory of your potatoes. You got to figure out what's in there. Here's the truth. The ones that are way on top, the most recent ones, you'll probably be able to remember those. But friends, you've got potatoes in the bottom of that sack you haven't thought about for years. You don't even know what they are. So you got to pray, Lord Jesus, tell me what's in this bag. Then you start bullet pointing the things that your spouse has done over the years that have hurt you. There's one. Yeah. It's when he forgot my anniversary. You write that down. Forgot my anniversary. You go in, you get the next one. There's small potatoes and there's big potatoes. They all weigh something. They all weigh something. The small ones add up. You got to deal with those too. Got to deal with those too. Next thing you're going to do is you're going to take this whole list to Jesus. So what we're not going to do is we're not going to say, all right, Pete told me to empty my gunny sack. Sit down, here it comes. No, it's not what we're doing. We're going to Jesus first because we want him leading this process. We want him involved in this process. So we're going to take our list to Jesus and we're going to ask him to do a couple things. The first thing we're going to ask him to do is we're going to say, Jesus, please heal the hurt that I have gotten from all these things my spouse has done to me. Heal me, because only he can heal. Offer yourself for that healing. And then the next thing we're going to say is we're going to say, all right, Jesus, my heart's desire is to forgive my spouse for all these things. So I need you to enable me right now to love him, to love her through forgiveness. Enable me to forgive them right now. And all forgiveness means is to choose to no longer hold this against your spouse. Let me forgive. Enable me to. This is Holy Spirit stuff. This is stuff only God can do, but he can do it if we're open to it and we're available. And then the next thing we're going to do is we're going to cross the things off the list that simply aren't worth mentioning. What you're going to discover when you're doing your inventory is you're going to pull one potato out and you're going to remember that and you're going to be like, oh, see, that really wasn't about my husband. That was really my stuff. That's my stuff. I don't need to even mention that to him. And you'll know which ones you need to mention and which ones you don't. Now, don't use that as an excuse not to mention the tough stuff. But there will be some things that you can cross off the list that you simply don't need to mention because it really wasn't their fault. It was more about you. And then what you're going to do with what's left of that list is you're going to sit down and you're going to have a conversation with your spouse and you're going to read them to them. Now, this is not dumping on their head because dumping on the head hurts. This is not dumping on the head. This is humbly coming before the person you love more than anyone else in the world and saying, I've got a few potatoes we need to talk about. That's totally different than dumping on the head in anger. Got a few potatoes we need to talk about. Please hear me. If you are the spouse receiving this communication, this is not a time to be defensive. This is not a time to say, oh, no, that's not how that conversation went. Listen behind the details to what's really there. Listen to the hurt. Humble yourself. Pray, Holy Spirit, let me receive this. Let me learn. Let me grow. And then respond in love. Because in a little while, you're going to flip places and you're going to share your gunny sack and you're going to want to be received that way. And it's a way to love one another. And then when you're all done and you've had this conversation, you've talked about the fact that, you know what, I've given this to Jesus. He's bringing healing in my heart. And not only that, I've asked him to enable me to forgive you. And you know what? I'm mentioning this to you. You're already forgiven. I'm already forgiving you. You don't even have to ask for it. I love you. I'm forgiving you. And as you go through the list and he realizes or she realizes she's completely forgiven for all these things, then when you're done, take the list and do one of two things with it. Either go in the backyard to the fire pit and burn it or get your shredder and shred it in the presence of your spouse as a symbol of the fact that you have moved on. You have emptied your gunny sack. You're not going back there anymore. He or she doesn't have to worry about it getting dumped on their head. Some of you are thinking, this sounds like the most terrifying exercise any human being has ever done. Some of you are thinking, oh, yes, that would be so great. And those two responses are divided almost perfectly on gender lines. The men in the room right now are saying, that sounds like the most terrifying exercise. And the women are all going, yes.
Hurts, resentment, and lack of communication destroy relationships. Pete Briscoe giving practical advice on how to handle hurts before they ruin your marriage. He's coming right back with a final thought. The Secrets to a Successful Marriage is a new 6-part series from Pete Briscoe that helps you take your marriage to a divine level of fulfillment and satisfaction. The series is our way of saying thanks for your donation to help Tell Me the Truth stay on the air, helping you and others around the world experience life in Christ. Call today, 1-800-889-5388, 1-800-889-5388, or give online at tellingthetruth.org. Let's listen to Pete once more.
Some of you are thinking, this sounds like the most terrifying exercise any human being has ever done. Some of you are thinking, oh, yes, that would be so great. And those two responses are divided almost perfectly on gender lines. The men in the room right now are saying, that sounds like the most terrifying exercise. And the women are all going, yes, yes. Once we've emptied our gunny sack, now what we have to do is we have to make a commitment not to throw stuff back there anymore. Now, I'd love to be able to tell you can just throw it away and never have to worry about it anymore, but it's always going to be back there. This side of glory, it's always going to be an option for you to stuff it instead of say it. So what do we have to do? We have to make a decision to refuse to store our hurts, to refuse to use the gunny sack. And this is where our little Gunny Sackers Anonymous thing comes in. You know what? When I'm hurt, I will say it so I don't store it, so we can get past it. So you're in the closet. Honey, how do I look? Eh, you know, 30 pounds ago, that whole thing. Okay, I can say it or I can store it. I'm not going to store it because I've made a commitment to him. I'm not going to store it. Hey, you know what, honey? Pause for a second. We need to talk. That was kind of cute and kind of funny. You need to know it deeply hurt me. Seriously, that hurt? Yeah. Why would that hurt you? Because you don't know what it's like to be a woman who's growing a little older. Can I enlighten you a little bit? And you have a conversation about some of the struggles that go with all that. That's healthy, guys. That's marriage. That's saying it instead of storing it. He forgets to take out the trash. And so you're in a stinky kitchen all day. You tried to get it out. It's too heavy. You can't get it out. So you got to smell it all day long. You got to make a decision. Am I going to store it or am I going to say it? He comes home. I don't want to dump on him. I don't have a whole bag. I've just got this one trash potato, but I got to say it. Honey, can we talk? Sure. Can it wait? Yeah. No, because this really stinks. We need to talk right now. Okay, what's going on? You know how last year you told me that you really wanted to be the one that just took care of the garbage, and there's been a few times when you've forgotten? Well, you need to understand that when I'm in the kitchen and I smell that all day, I get angry at you. I mean, I get angry. And I don't understand why you would leave me in a stinky kitchen. Can you please not forget anymore? Can you put it in your phone? Can you give yourself a reminder? Can you do something? Because it's really a cause of anger in my life, and I don't want to be angry at you. That's healthy. That's saying it. I mean, that's called adulthood. This is what adults do. They talk. They say it. When I'm hurt, I'll say it so I don't have to store it, so I can get past it. Hey, I know you're upset I haven't gotten a job yet, hubby, but I've been out of the workforce for 20 years. I'm terrified by this. I admit I'm dragging my heels a little bit, but it's partially because the whole workforce has changed. I don't even know where to start. Could you maybe give me a little help? That's a good idea. That's a good conversation to have. That's what's really going on. When I'm hurt, I'll say it so I don't store it so we can get past it. Is that hard? Of course it's hard. But when you make this commitment, you know, when I'm hurt, I'll say it so I don't store it, so we can get past it. If the goal is getting past this, you got to say it.
That's Pete Briscoe here on Telling the Truth. Right now, when you call and give to help Telling the Truth stay on the air, helping you and others around the world experience life in Christ, we'll say thanks with a new marriage series from Pete called The Secrets to a Successful Marriage. No matter how long you've been married or how good you might think your marriage is, this series can help make your relationship both with God and your spouse even stronger. Call 1-800-889-5388 and ask for Secrets to a Successful Marriage when you give. 1-800-889-5388. Next time, what do you think is the key to a great marriage? Spending time together? Communication? Certainly, those things help. But there's one thing Pete Briscoe says is vital to a successful marriage. What is it? Pete tells you Tuesday here on Telling the Truth. Listen and experience life.